This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, May 27th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. DOT grants hours of service relief for fertilizer haulers. OPM proposes NDAs for feds, and lawmakers highlight ag mental health. Fertilizer haulers will be exempt from certain hours of service rules for the rest of this year. That's under a waiver provided by the Transportation Department yesterday. In a response to a request from the Fertilizer Institute, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration issued a waiver loosening driving time restrictions for haulers carrying straight or blended fertilizer products in 35 states. Under that waiver, fertilizer haulers could drive 16 hours within a 24-hour period and must take at least one six-hour break in a sleeper berth every 24 hours or one eight-hour break if they don't have a sleeper berth. Current hours of service rules don't allow truckers to begin a driving shift until they have spent 10 consecutive hours off duty, and they must rest again after 14 consecutive hours of driving. In a release yesterday, TFI President and CEO Corey Rosenbusch applauded the exemption, which he said could, quote, alleviate strain within the system and help avoid any potential bottlenecks in the fertilizer supply chain, especially as we transition to summer and fall fill. The nation's largest union representing federal workers is criticizing a proposal that could force employees to sign non-disclosure agreements as a condition of employment. The Office of Personnel Management published the notice requesting comment yet today, citing several recent instances in which internal agency communications related to rulemaking and policy development were disclosed without authorization. Those types of disclosures, quote, risk chilling candid interagency feedback, disrupting orderly decision making, and weakening trust within and among federal agencies, the notice says. But American Federation of Government Employees President Everett Kelly said OPM is continuing to try to, quote, silence federal employees. This proposed NDA is another attempt by the administration to purge the civil service of nonpartisan career employees and replace them with loyalists who won't speak out against waste, fraud, and abuse. Federal employees, Kelly said, quote, do not surrender their First Amendment rights when they accept federal employment, and the public has a right to know about this administration's abuses. OPM says in the proposal that the NDA form will be, quote, optional, but AFGE contends OPM will pressure agencies to make the NDA mandatory and then fire employees who refuse to sign it. The Food Safety and Inspection Service should change the way it defines the size of meat processing facilities, comments submitted to the agency say. There is a huge difference between a plant with 11 employees and a plant with 499 employees, though both are defined as a small plant under the current definition, according to Christopher Young. He's executive director of the American Association of Meat Processors. The current definition dates from 1996. The gap has become more noticeable in recent years, quote, when setting parameters for applying federal grants or reducing FSIS overtime charges, Young said. AAMP recommended basing the size on production volumes instead of the number of employees, which could vary greatly in plants, quote, based on types of products produced as well as automation used in the production of those products, Young said. Farm Action, which advocates against monopolies in agriculture, also recommended using production volumes, but said in its comments that, quote, USDA should also evaluate establishment size at the level of the parent enterprise rather than solely at the individual facility level. Subsidiaries of dominant meatpacking companies should not qualify for benefits intended for genuinely small independent processors merely because an individual facility falls below a numerical threshold, the group said. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Two dozen groups and local governments who had grant agreements under a program meant to increase access to land for farming are joining a lawsuit and seeking an injunction restoring the grants. The lawsuit, which was originally filed by the Urban Sustainability Directors Network, resulted in an injunction restoring a handful of grants, including one for $28 million under the Urban and Community Forestry Assistance Program. USDA terminated the $300 million Increasing Land, Capital, and Market Access Program in April, claiming waste by the recipients. Among the new plaintiffs are 2020 Farmers Collaborative, African Alliance of Rhode Island, Black Oregon Land Trust, HOPE for Small Farm Sustainability, and Kansas Black Farmers Association. The grants the new plaintiffs are suing to restore total $127 million. Termination letters to the grantees, quote, make vague references to DEI preferences and include incorrect claims that the programs don't align with congressional intent or that the grants represent waste, fraud, and abuse, according to a press release. Over the course of this litigation, the government has repeatedly failed to substantiate waste, fraud, and abuse in terminated grants. The National Institute of Standards and Technology, or NIST, is setting up a Food Nutrition and Safety Measurements and Methods Consortium. The consortium, quote, will bring together stakeholders to identify and address measurement and standard needs related to analytical testing of food ingredients and food products. That according to a notice in the Federal Register today. Its efforts, quote, are intended to advance food measurement capabilities, support the development of food reference materials, and collect data to support the development of best practices and standard methods. Reducing the stigma of mental illness within the agriculture industry is the focus of a bipartisan and bicameral resolution unveiled yesterday. Senators Deb Fischer of Nebraska and Michael Bennett of Colorado introduced a resolution to designate May 29th Mental Health Awareness in Agriculture Day, the lawmakers said. A struggling farm economy is making life even harder, and it weighs heavily on the minds of those who feed and fuel our nation, Fischer said in a statement. The suicide rate among farmers is 3.5 times higher than the general population, that according to the National Rural Health Association. Providing visibility and awareness to address these challenges is essential for progress, Bennett said. The measure is backed by lawmakers, including Senate Ag Committee Chair John Bozeman of Arkansas and Senator Amy Klobuchar, the panel's top-ranking Democrat. Representative Mike Bost of Illinois and Kim Schreier of Washington introduced a companion resolution in the House. Ag groups, including the American Soybean Association and Farm Credit Services of America, support the measure. Here's today's final word. I think we're going to see exciting things on the horizon with the India deal as it relates to U.S. agriculture, but no news to break at the moment for you. That's the word of USDA Undersecretary of Agriculture for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs, Luke Lindberg, responding to a question about which ag products India might commit to buy. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has said India would buy $500 billion worth of American goods, including agricultural imports, over the next 5 years. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, May 27th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.